The winter sports school's enrollment is expected to at least double in the first year it switches from private to charter school. Head of school Dave Kaufman says they chose a new building for a bigger school last summer, and as they fundraise to purchase the building, they'll first just lease it.
We're going to get the support. We've already received some, but timing is always a question mark. And so we wanted to put a lease contingency in effect on that property so that if we couldn't close by a certain date, we knew we could operate there. And as of yesterday, I was able to sign the lease, and the owners of the property have signed it as well. And so now that is going to be our home next April.
The building was never finished, but was first built as a large residence. It's on the southeast corner of Old Ranch Road and Highway 224. Kaufman says now that the lease agreement has been finalized, a capital campaign can be fully underway to purchase it.
Our ability to raise funds will dictate some of the timing of when we can actually close on the property and take ownership of it. But in the meantime, the lease contingency removes every other question mark.
Kaufman says the building will be large enough for this first year, and the amount of remodeling done before school starts will depend on fundraising.
It's been under construction for over 10 years, but it's never been finished inside. It's basically at the status of a home that has passed its four-way inspection and then had drywall put up. That's kind of where it is. And it's never progressed any further than that. So it's very easily configurable, retrofittable, so to speak, if that's a word, into a school. Big enough, certainly, for the number of kids we'll start with. In fact, just the downstairs is big enough for that. And the entire building, I think, would serve comfortably up to 150 students, which is our first few years of anticipated growth.
He says the trailers at the Utah Olympic Park, where the school has been housed for years, may likely go along with them.
So should we move them down to the new site and hook them up to utilities and operate from those, or should we lease or buy new ones? Or again, if fundraising is sufficient enough, quickly enough, do we just start renovating the permanent structure and not bring in trailers for next year? We covered this topic with the Snyderville Basin Planning Commission, and they had no objection to the use of trailers, but they don't want them there for 10, 15 years. The idea is that we use it just again while we continue to raise funds.
As a new charter school, the per-pupil funding will go down, which means class sizes will go up. But Kaufman isn't worried about that, since he says currently some classes at the winter school only have two students in them. For Utah students, there's no tuition, only nominal fees, and the school will still welcome out-of-state students, but they'll pay tuition at a likely lower cost than the private school's tuition.
It's important to note that the out-of-state students are not going to be thrown out by any means, nor are they going to be discouraged from applying in the future. But they will have to pay tuition because there can be no confusion that an out-of-state resident has received an education at the expense of Utah taxpayers.
Enrollment is open for the 2014 school year, again starting in April. Kaufman says 49 of the 100 state-funded spots have already been spoken for, but they still have 10 to 15 spots open per grade.
Still in each grade, which is great. Very nice, even balance. But this next enrollment period ends on November 15th. And if we have more applicants for a particular grade than we have spots in that particular grade, then we'll have to lotterize that grade. That's how specific it goes.
That's Dave Kaufman, headmaster of the Winter Sports School. For more information, you can go online to wintersportsschool.org. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.